V-14. McCarthy Residence, Birchwood, Colorado. As stunned as anyone by the arrival of five small spacecraft in Havana and elsewhere, Emma hurriedly and focusedly opened a chat app on her phone with one thing in mind. She typed a quick message to a new group containing some low-level media personnel at the GCC and also Maria Janzik, who was still in China and had built up a series of her own low-level contacts within the ELF during her time there. Emma asked very simply what they were all hearing, and the answers didn't surprise her. The primary fear among individuals on both sides, so typical of the political nonsense that had been frustrating the general public for so long, was how these developments could negatively impact their side relative to the other, rather than how they could impact the planet as a whole. Within the GCC, Emma learned, a common fear was that the arriving aliens might be set to share wisdom and technology with the ELF, a move which would decisively swing things in their favor. If the aliens' arrival over five ELF-administered locations hadn't already done so. On the other side, meanwhile, Maria Janzik reported that some Beijing-based ELF sources were telling her that their superiors feared a far-out scenario involving Dan himself. Their extraordinary concern centered on the possibility that Dan, in their eyes too friendly with senior GCC figures, had used his close relationship with the messengers to convince them to take up arms against the nations of the ELF. Emma relayed all of this to a room full of shaking heads, none of whom could believe the level of self-obsessed, convoluted nonsense that went through the minds of their planet's political leaders. More to the point, in fact, they could believe it only too well and collectively lamented how unsurprising it all was. "Have you spoken to Timo?" Dan asked, mentioning a name that had slipped most of the others' minds. "He has contacts too. Actually, how far out of the loop is he? He doesn't know we have Jack, but does he know I found out about Jack being linked to the Geosovs? Last I heard about that, his team, who were looking into all the hidden companies and payments, hadn't found much on Poppy at all." Clark shook his head. "They still haven't, at least not that I know of. And I didn't tell him about Jack. I trust him, but that was one of those things that had to stay as close to our chests as possible." Emma, satisfied with what she'd found out via her contacts and now keen to do something about it, turned to Dan.
"So we're not telling Timo anything for now, but what do you want to tell Godfrey and when? He doesn't know about the telepathy or about Jack working with Poppy or Cole, let alone being linked to both of them. My gut says it would be dangerous to say too much right now, because he'll be angry we didn't tell him, and even angrier that Slater didn't tell him after we told her, and right now an angry Godfrey could do something very regrettable and very untake-backable, if you know what I mean."
Dan took several quick but shallow breaths, trying to capture enough air to stop his lungs from feeling empty. The stress and pressure of the moment, one he didn't think he could influence in a positive way, was becoming too much. "This is my worst nightmare," he sighed. "Back to having to watch something on the news and being powerless to do anything about it. But right now, this very second, I have to see who or what comes out of those spacecraft, if anyone does at all. I need to see if they're going to land or do anything else, because until I know what the hell is going on, I can't dive in by doing something that could make everything worse and that I might regret 2 minutes later when I find out something new. I could tell Godfrey everything. I could tell everyone everything, or I could try to meet these other aliens if they come out. It depends on what they do."
"So what do you think they'll do?" Clark pushed. "Land and come out? Start blowing stuff up? And okay, I get that these guys aren't the messengers, but why did the messengers stop talking to you after they told you that one thing? And where the hell are they?"
Dan McCarthy could only shrug, because this final question was the one stumping him most of all.